My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about the biggest influencers and the biggest influencers in the world and what they actually do and what you can learn from them. So Neil and I, we're going to give two different perspectives here, but the rise of the influencer, right? We talk about YouTube, we talk about Instagram, now even TikTok, the biggest influencers in the world, they are really smart about what they do. And I'm curious to, I can start first, Neil, or if you want to go first, doesn't matter to me, which one do you want to do?
Go for it.
All right. So I don't know if you read this piece. This piece actually came from a New York Times article. And it's actually, I've been seeing a lot of the influencers doing this even before the article. But what's crazy is in Los Angeles, the influencers, what they do is they get together and they live together. Like in esports, the teams actually live together. They have coaches, they eat together, they even train together. But influencers, what they do is they put together these collaboration houses. And there's this house now called the Hype House, which is all these TikTok influencers. You have Charlie, who has 15 million followers now on TikTok. And all these other TikTok kind of influencers, they get together and they make sometimes over 100 pieces of content a day, and they vet you. They want to make sure it's not a party house. But the whole idea here is that you get a bunch of people that already have influence, you get them together, you create more content, and they all become even more influential because they share their audiences with each other and they get bigger and bigger. And Hype House is not the only example. They actually have a bunch of other houses. They're starting up in Europe too. And, you know, obviously they have YouTube houses. So I just think it's super smart that a lot of these people, they're leveraging their influence to get bigger and bigger. And the same thing, I do this with podcasts and I try to parlay that into other stuff too. So Neil, that is mine. It's basically getting together with other influencers of the same level and growing even faster.
Yeah. In other words, what Eric is saying is they're collaborating. And you don't have to go to a house to do this or live with other people. You look at Gary Vaynerchuk, he'll be with other celebrities, other rappers, musicians, artists, athletes, and they're each cross-promoting it. And it's natural. It's not always, hey, I'll push you and you push me. In other words, you got to network. So when you're out at a conference, you know, feel free to post stuff with other people. They'll tag you, you tag them. That works really well. I've also seen that with big influencers, what they're also doing right now is figuring out how to monetize their brands by just building it up. So Kylie Jenner, right? She created Kylie Cosmetics. There's other people as well who are monetizing their own personal brands. And it doesn't have to just be athletes. If you look at me and Eric, we generate a lot of leads from sources like our podcast, from LinkedIn, from YouTube videos, from Facebook videos. So if I had to tell you what influencers are doing right now that you can learn from, either monetizing it, and if you're not sure how to monetize it, don't worry. The first step is go and create videos. Everyone is going towards videos right now. I know this is a podcast and podcasting is booming as well, but videos are booming faster than anything I've seen right now. So make sure you're going and creating video content, pushing it out on all the platforms. And then from there, you can monetize by talking about your company, your services, your products, and you can push them whenever it's related to your or relevant to your video content. But the big takeaway I have for you is if you want to be a big influencer, you need to create videos. There's no way to really relate or interact with people if you're not going to do videos. Yeah, you can go to conferences and in-person events, but there's only so many people that can travel to these events. Well, on the flip side, a video could reach thousands, if not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, even millions of people. Well, that's really hard to do from an in-person event, but that video allows others to bond with you and you can relate and bond back with them by doing things like by going live. Like when I'm live on Instagram, I'm able to bring other people on, talk to them, answer their questions, or people are leaving live comments and I'm responding to those comments in real time.
Yep. The final thing I'll say is if those of you that are thinking, look, how can I even relate to this? What if I don't have an audience? So look, at one point, Neil started with nothing. At one point, I started with nothing and we went through the struggle. And everyone certainly, most people, I would say the vast majority, they start with the struggle first. And most people have to just stay consistent to get to the next level and just continue to grow and grow and grow. Some people might get, they might hit lightning in a bottle like Charlie, like she first for, you know, with her dance moves, really showed, I think it's really something that a lot of people could relate to, right? But, and sometimes you grow really, really quickly like that. But I think for the vast majority of us, we just need to stay patient. We just need to stay consistent. And then your audience will get bigger and bigger. And then what you do is, even if you're not super big yet, you can find ways to collaborate with people that are much bigger than you if you can offer something that's of equal value. So if you're starting a podcast and if you're maybe getting like, I don't know, 10,000 downloads a month or something like that, and you go to someone else that has, you know, maybe it's like Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe it doesn't make sense for you to say, hey, I'm going to give you some exposure on the podcast. That's very disingenuous, right? But if you can stack the offer and stack the bundle based on things that he's actually interested in, for example, if you're really connected in terms of climate change and you know people around that and you know he's interested in that, then you can actually do some type of collaboration, right? So be smart and know that it's not always apples to apples, but be consistent and then figure out how you can collaborate with people based on what they're interested in. And then you can get those collaborations going. Go ahead, Neil.
If you're looking to grow your social media following, if you're looking for unique strategies to be popular in 2020, check out marketingschool.io/live. Fill out the application. Eric and I will be in touch with you. We'll look at your business and we'll figure out ways that we can work together and help you grow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.